Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a wonderful day to you. It's morning time as I'm recording this, and I'm up here in the barn, and we had a cold snap, so I'm having to turn the heaters back on in the barn, which is kind of unusual. I'm in the barn studio. You're listening to the Questions About Heaven podcast. This is a ministry of the Heaven Tour ministry itself, and I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Wonderful time, beautiful morning here. We've had some pretty rough weather here in the Carolina area, and I do understand that some of my friends in the Pennsylvania region all the way over to Texas, and you've had some pretty hard weather, especially when it comes to rain. And so thankful that things have settled down at least a little bit. I'm so glad that you're with me. I'll be heading back on my second circuit. You know, people will ask me, well, what exactly is your title as far as your ministry? And I will tell them, well, you know, I'm not a pastor, because I'll have that number of times that somebody will call me pastor. No, I'm not in charge of a local congregation. And some of the people that are following on TikTok or Instagram, Facebook or YouTube, you know, that you called me and you're over there in Indiana or somewhere in Australia, I can't come and see you. That's what a shepherd does. So I'm not that. Well, are you a missionary? Well, I guess in a sense, but more accurately, when I'm online, I'm an educator. When I'm offline and traveling and face-to-face with you, we say, well, it's kind of like in the early days of American history, I'm a circuit rider. And having said that, I'm on my second circuit here, heading out this weekend, and I'll be flying out to Grand Junction, Colorado, and I will be speaking over the course of the weekend in numerous venues around the Whitewater, Colorado area. Just, I understand, it's just within a stone's throw of Grand Junction. I'll be there through the course of the weekend. I'll be speaking to a college and career group, I believe family groups, an assembly of a Bible study, and just moving on around, and I'm following the organizers there, and I'm very, very happy about this. Miss Amy and her family are organizing this, and boy, it's been just an exciting time in these past couple of weeks. I've been over to Newberry, South Carolina. We had a Bible study in the front yard of a family, and the neighbors came over, family, friends came over. That was a wonderful time. In June, I'll be in Maryville, Tennessee. That will be at the lake at Christenberry Farm. Wonderful wedding venue. I'm inviting all my East Tennessee friends out there. And there is no cost, obviously, and it's going to start at 3 in the afternoon. 3 in the afternoon at Maryville, Tennessee. Looking so much forward to that. And I hope you can join me. Hope you can join me there. And there are other places. May 5th, I'll be in Pittsburgh area, Mercer, Pennsylvania, at Grace Harvest Church with Pastor Dave Talkington. Later on this year, in November, I'll be in Alabama. Then, of course, that flight out to the Arizona area, to Grandview Bible Camp. And boy, it's just great to be able to travel. And it's good to be able to see you face-to-face. Hamilton, Alabama, our dear friends there, Miss Christie, Mr. Steve, had organized our gathering there. Miss Christie really did a great job in organizing our one-day Heaven is Home God Bible Conference in Hamilton. And I'm sitting here looking at one of our T-shirts. Miss Christie and Mr. Steve run Sassafras Tees. You can find them at sassafrastees.com. This is not a paid advertisement, but they made Heaven Tour shirts. They are very high quality. This is their business. And they told me, we want to do T-shirts for you. We'll handle the shipping. We'll handle the billing. We'll take, you keep doing what you're doing, Brad, and we'll take care of that. So they gave me a box of T-shirts, and I'm giving them away as people will write me. And you're welcome to do this too. As you write me and give me a testimony, the first 5 writing in automatically get a shirt. And then after that, then we're going to put all the other names and addresses in a bowl and just keep pulling them out at random as people will send in their testimonies about how our ministries help them, and I'll send them off. And I don't know how many I've sent off so far, but here's another one. I've sent off some as gifts, but as far as our little contest, you want to call it here, this will be the second one that I'm sending out. And this is our winner today is Miss Trisha Pete from Michigan. And I'm going to read the handwritten letter. See, if you write me at The Heaven Tour, Post Office Box 795 in Pickens, South Carolina, 29671. The Heaven Tour, Post Office Box 795, Pickens, South Carolina, 29671. Write a paragraph or two on how the ministry has helped you, how it's helped you draw closer to the Lord, whatever it's done, and then be part of our T-shirt giveaway of the Heaven Tour T-shirts. She says, God bless you, Dr. Zockel. My name is Trisha, and sometimes on TikTok, she goes by the name of Savta. I've been following the ministry since early 2022, and I've rededicated my life back to the Lord late of 2021. Coming back to the Lord, I had a fear of being deceived, being taught false doctrine, and not knowing how to recognize a false teacher. I asked the Lord to help me not be deceived, to bring honest Bible teachers along my path. Within a few days, you were at my TikTok. I listened earnestly, took notes, and wrote every single Bible verse you spoke of. Acts 17:11 stuck out to me. Be a Berean. Search the Scripture daily. Let me tell you, Dr. Zockel, I've not stopped. For over 2 years, I've searched the Scriptures. I love studying the theology, all of the learning. And I'm going to move up. She wrote, oh boy, two pages. So for the sake of time, let me just tell you a little bit more. Some blessings here. She's so happy to teach me, to be equipped. You've equipped me. I could speak to my family who are not followers with the knowledge and confidence of His Word. 2 years later, my husband is in church following, listening to you and other Bible teachers. My youngest son has come back to the Lord, and after some medical setbacks from them that she talks about here, he's expecting a miracle baby in June. God has blessed his family through prayer. Hallelujah. And so, Miss Trish, I appreciate that. Mr. Stephen, thank you for this letter, and your T-shirt is on its way. Thank you so much for letting me know about that. So now let's get into our study here, and let's talk about Revelation chapter 21 as we're going through. Boy, I love being able to talk to you and being able to share these things with you as we go through the Revelation edition of Questions About Heaven. And today we're going into Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7. You know that John, Revelation chapter 21, is now introducing his sight of the new heaven and the new earth. And I've told you in our early studies, that word new is a powerhouse word, kainos, K-A-I-N-O-S, if you're transliterating it into English. And kainos means unprecedented, unique, never been used before. And so we saw all these things that are the new conditions of the new heaven and new earth. You can listen to those in earlier podcasts. And then verse 6, and he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. Then verse 7, the one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. We can take a look at, that was the ESV. The King James Version says this, verse 7, he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I like this word here, this word inherit. It sticks out very, very strongly, and when I take a look at this word, I find a very, very powerful definition here. We have kleronomeo is the Greek word, kleronomeo. The reason I bring that word to you is to give you the definition of the power of what Jesus is telling the believer. We look in Blue Letter Bible's dictionary, the definitions of kleronomeo, and it says to receive by the lot, to receive a part of an inheritance, or receive a full inheritance, obtained by right of inheritance, or to be an heir, to inherit. And so it says to receive the portion assigned to you. Do you get the idea? We're talking about something that is coming to you. I step out of the barn, and today when I go and I head over to the post office and then go into town to do some other things, I'm going to step into a 2000 Ford F-150 pickup. I inherited that from my father-in-law. He passed on 3 years ago, Robert Levesey, a dear Christian man who really was as close to a father as I've ever had. And when he passed, the pickup was given to me. And every time I get into that pickup, I'm able to move about the area. I'm able to take trash down to the dump. I'm able to carry furniture in it. I'm able to move around and get things, whether we're shopping, and things on that as a wonderful second vehicle. And you know something? Through all that time, it is mine by rights. He bequeathed it to me. But every time I get into it, it's really Robert's truck. It still reminds me it's Robert's truck. And I'm always reminded of the wonder of when we see the inheritance that is promised to us by the Lord. All these things are coming to the believer, but every time we see these things that we've inherited here on earth, we really say, well, it's really the Lord's, right? Okay, Philippians 4:7, we receive a peace from God. We can't even explain sometimes. That's why we say, I didn't whip this up on my own. Peace in the midst of a challenge or a tragedy, things I can't explain. Well, this is of the Lord. That's one of the things we inherit on earth. But what it says here is to the overcomer, not to just the verbiage given by somebody, not to the casual, not to the couch potato, but to the overcomer, the Christian, who is the follower. We've talked so many times about this. John 10:27-30, you're going to inherit it. And when we see this, we continually see this overcomer word used, Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3. There are things that we will inherit if we are an overcomer. We see that all through there earlier, because Jesus overcame these things. And then we know, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we inherit the peace of God. We inherit eternal life. We inherit the power to be able to speak of the things of the Lord, knowing the Lord is giving us the power and the ability. So Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34 talks about this salvation, and you're going to inherit it. This is what? The kingdom. And this is your inheritance, prepared from the foundation of the world. When we see Romans chapter 8, verse 15, the believers are called the heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. We're alongside Christ in inheritance. That's something that's hard to grasp, and it certainly is powerful. These are the promises for the believer. You're going to inherit the things we talked about in the earlier part of Revelation 21. Eternal life, a pain-free existence. You're incorruptible now in your condition in heaven. There's no more sorrow. There's no more pain. You're going to walk with God. You've inherited the right to walk with God. Verse 3. You're going to be in a dwelling where there is nothing that will defile. Verse 27 tells us that. There's no more curse. Chapter 22 and verse 3. Are you getting the idea of the magnificence of the inheritance here? See, when we look at, once again, we look at earth, 1 Corinthians 3:21, and it tells you, believer, don't start saying, well, I'm just only going to follow this person, or stop bragging about just human limitations. Paul, Apollos, Cephas, these things, Paul, all of these names, the things of the world, life, death, present, and future, all these things are yours. These are all yours. You have victory over the world because of Christ. You have the ability to learn from these different leaders, Paul, Cephas, Peter, okay? You have life, and you've inherited victory over death, and so you can be at peace in the present and look to the future. All of these things are yours. You've inherited these. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says that. Why? Because Ephesians 1 verses 11 and 12. In him, in the Lord, we've obtained inheritance. And what's the purpose? To the praise of his glory. And like I said, when I get in that pickup, I know this is a very weak illustration, but it works. And I sit in there, and it's kind of like, well, I'm sitting in Robert's truck. Oh, well, he's been gone for almost 3 years now. No, it still is his. If you want to say this, it has his fingerprints all over it, so to speak. And I see him there, and I haven't tried to remodel it or change it and say, well, this should look like Brad's. No, I like the way it is, and it's wonderful. In a much greater sense, we've inherited so much. But the fingerprints of Jesus are all over these things, and people are going to say, you are a follower of Yahweh. You are a Jesus follower, too. The praise of his glory. We don't have this ministry here for the praise of Brad. Thank the Lord, that's not here. We don't do it for the praise of our family or our last name or for a high income or for power. No. These things are done here for the purpose, and that's the purpose of our ministry here on the Heaven Tour, is to the praise of His glory. You might see Jesus. Look at what's going on. Jesus is more than a teacher. Jesus is more than just an educator, a miracle worker, more than an example. And He even goes beyond being Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May we not stop at Luke 23 or John 19 and say, well, He went to the cross and that was very real, man. No, He rose again. And the story's not over. Especially, this is why it's so important to know these last two chapters. Look at what Jesus did in Revelation 19 in the Battle of Armageddon and the victories of Revelation 20, where death and hell, the enemy, are gone. That's why it says in verse 6, it is finished. And that term means it isn't going to happen anymore. The work of redemption is complete. You are home. This is for the praise of His glory. And let people know this because of Jesus. This inheritance of eternal life. Jesus said, your names are written in heaven. He said to the disciples when they came back in excitement, He says, this is a greater excitement. Your names are written in heaven. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 4 say, this is an inheritance. It's incorruptible. It's undefiled. This will not fade away. Your salvation is reserved in heaven for you. What an amazing promise. Have you had time to thank Jesus today for that? I hope you have. Just thank Him. Thank you for my salvation. Thank you for creating a home for me. Now, Jesus, what can I do for you today? Now, I'm not just making that up. This is what Matthew chapter 6, what is the Lord's Prayer? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What can we do for you today in thankfulness? Well, you're an heir, friend, if you're a believer in Christ, if you have given your life over to Jesus, you have given Him your sins of the past, present, and you are planning, giving Him the plans for your future, you're living for Him, well, He's living for you. You are an heir, as it says, you're an heir of God, joint heirs with Christ, Romans 8:15. Well, there's much more I can say, but time for me to get going here. This is Revelation 21. And verse 7, you are going to inherit all these things, these wonderful truths here. I just love this. When we take a look, as we go through, he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. With all those things that we can see around us, I think the greatest thing is the last part of the verse. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. We're his children. That's a great blessing. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. This is Brad with the Heaven Tour Ministry, and this is the Questions About Heaven podcast. Hope to hear from you soon. Please write me at Brad. You can put down Brad at the Heaven Tour, Post Office Box 795, Pickens, South Carolina, 29671. Once again, the Heaven Tour, Post Office Box 795, Pickens, South Carolina, 29671. God bless you, friend. Look forward to talking to you again. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.